So we're going to try joining the 20th century. There's a QR code and a URL. You can go on your smartphones, get to this stuff. It's instead of printing paper off the Wing Yang, we can do it that way. Sure. I've been through this before. Standing behind a podium, stupid. Greetings. Nice of you to come out tonight, take your time to do this. I don't think this is something the Montgomery County Democratic Party should be doing. I think what the Montgomery County Democratic Party should be doing is sending out a mailing to all registered Democrats, encouraging them to go out and vote in a primary and learn as much as they can about the whopping four choices they have to decide whether Mike Turner should have unfettered run to Congress again, basically, or if there's going to be some sort of fight. I've been watching this for a long time. Mike Turner and I go back, way back. I was running against him in my very first run for politics, running for mayor. And we were both, back then, we were both two tall white guys with hair. He kept his, me, not so much. And people were confused about who was who. Turner would say, oh no, that was Ezrati that said that. Oh no, that was Ezrati that said that. And he managed to skate by with the Republican endorsement and, you know, being a lawyer, because we all know that lawyers make better politicians. Isn't that right, Mark? Sure. Anyways, so he wins by 400 votes. He wins again the next time. Then he loses to Ryan by 1,000 votes. But in the meantime, he bothered, you know, did his thing, including having me arrested in chambers for challenging an illegal secret meeting they were having to discuss ways to eliminate citizen participation. That should have been a good clue to everyone about how he was going to run, how he was going to be as a congressman. He's not interested in the public knowing anything about what he does, where his money comes from, who he works for, what he supports, what he doesn't support, and he sure as shit doesn't want to talk to his constituents. He never has town halls, he never has open houses, he never has meetings with anybody unless you come with a six-figure check, or at least the maximum allowable as a campaign contribution. And by the way, if you go to his website, the minimum contribution the site will allow you to make is basically the same amount as the highest contribution I've ever received from anybody, and that's $500. It's $500 to run a campaign to support Mike Turner. That's not within the realm of the people that he's supposed to be representing. Somebody has to go and damage Mike Turner. It wasn't Rick Carney. It wasn't Jane Mitikaitis. It wasn't going to be Teresa Gasper. These are all very nice people. It definitely wasn't going to be Sharon Newhart, who just went on over and over about how she grew up in Dayton, went to law school, her daddy was a fireman, and she bought a farm. I mean, it was absolutely insipid listening to her repeat that same thing and never tell anybody what she wanted to do. I can guarantee you, if the district is the district that we see now, the 12 points that every single candidate, the closest they've gotten is 12 points, it's pretty much going to remain the same. Unless you go and joust with Turner, unless you go and target ads that attack Turner on issues that he needs to be attacked on, like never listening to constituents, like never following through, like voting with Trump 95% of the time. The man is not a liberal city urban mayor. He's just as much of a tool as Jim Jordan. The guy needs a challenger who's willing to spar with him, who's willing to make his life miserable. Bringing in a carpetbagger from D.C. or a carpetbagger from L.A. is not going to get anywhere closer than 12 points. I won't get closer than 12 points. I won't spend $1.4 million or $1.2 million to get into people's heads targeting Republicans with messages about how Mike Turner bought military weapon systems that even the military didn't want, or that he's all about increasing nuclear weapons, including tactical nuclear weapons on the battlefield, or that we need to spend more money on jet jockeys in planes that realistically, if we had moved away from pilots in planes a long time ago, we would have the most powerful Air Force there was.
Hey, Mark, are we screening Mike Turner?
You're looking for a candidate. You're looking for a candidate to go after Mike Turner.
About Mike Turner. We all know about Mike Turner.
If you don't know who I am at this point.
I know who you are.
Yeah, well, thank you. Please don't interrupt me. Okay. So I have the ability, technology-wise, I have the ability to target ads. I can figure out how to raise money. If Desiree Timms can do it, I can do it. Or at least I will do more than what she did. I won't pay myself the way she did to do the work. But Mike doesn't like me. And that alone should be quite entertaining if we can get him to show up at a debate, even if I have to offer to pay him to come and do it. Because that's about what it takes. Now, I would hope that you do not endorse any candidate in any primary. The primary is for all the voters of Montgomery County. We need to start listening to them. If you look at the stats on how many Democrats, how many Republicans, and how many people consider themselves unclassified or not either party, we've been losing. Not as much as the Republicans, although that might have been jumped up with Trump. The stats are kind of old. They're not absolutely current. But things like ranked choice voting are going to come sooner or later. And then it's going to depend on the party presenting coherent candidates that, and a good reason to be able to rank 1, 2, 3, 4 as you need them. We have to change the way we present Democratic candidates to Democratic voters. We have to get more Democratic voters engaged. We have to get more of them coming out to the primaries. Because having the red people and the blue people pick for the people who aren't either isn't working. There is a backlash. So, I am going to focus on one issue and one issue only, and that's small business. I believe there are things the federal government can do to make it easier for small businesses to start, to operate, to do business with the federal government, to save them money, to not penalize them for ridiculous rules that get really hard for a small business to follow but are easy for someone like Amazon. And we have to stop encouraging large companies with tax breaks like Intel or Amazon or moving NCR to Georgia because it's a zero-sum game. In fact, I will tell you, it's got a lot more unintended consequences each time you do one of these things. All those warehouses that were just built by the airport, guess what? Now we got to build wider roads. We got problems with parking. We got problems with noise. We got problems with pollution, runoff, all those things because we did, quote, economic development instead of doing what government's supposed to do. Government is supposed to make sure that people feel safe, people have clean water, safe food, affordable health care. I can't compete with Amazon, who's starting out paying people $15 to $18 an hour with full health care benefits as a small businessman. It's almost impossible. I don't have the negotiating power. It's real easy for the government to say, okay, small businesses can now buy into Medicare. Here's your flat rate. Boom. Not saying we have to have health care for everybody, but make it available. Because basically, if you're in the wage span between $35,000 and $80,000 a year, you can't afford health care. Under it, they give it to you. Over it, you can afford it. But in between, it's really hard. And you've got to remember that small business is the largest generator of jobs in this country. And we don't do enough. We don't have small businessmen in Congress, although all lawyers will say they run a small business, but that's not what they're doing, okay? It just isn't the same. So I'm asking you, please don't endorse. Please consider sending out mailings to get people to come back and vote in primaries, not to the people who do all the time, to the people who don't, and say how important it is to learn about the candidates, to get out there, listen to them, talk to them, give them practice running against each other, so that we can actually build a party that is effective. I still can't believe we couldn't find somebody to run against Rob Streck after what happened in the jail, where under his command, because he was running the jail, we had people getting pepper sprayed in restraints. That's not just a crime. That's an international crime. That's the kind of crime that should never be allowed to happen. They hadn't been found guilty. Reality, they hadn't done anything. How could a person in a 7-point restraint have done anything to somebody that warrants getting pepper sprayed in the face? If any of those people had had asthma, they would have been dead. And yet, Rob Streck's our sheriff. That makes me ill. It makes me ill that Niraj Antani has been able to get reelected over and over and over, even though the guy said, oh yeah, we should have 18-year-olds carrying long guns in high school. I mean, we have constitutional carry now coming in Ohio. Even the police didn't want that. What is going on, folks? We need to start winning, and we need to start winning it a different way. So please, consider what I'm asking. Don't endorse. Try to get people to join with the party and learn about the candidates and move forward. Any questions? Thank you very much. I get to go play ice hockey. Thank you.